Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Plaza BMW, where you can go in there and see, don't see but one person, Arson Guyton. Or you want to call him up, 314-918-3907. Arson Guyton, 26 years servicing with BMW nationwide. Without ado, let's go to my guest line. As I mentioned to you earlier, Coach Lorenzo Wormore was fired today. Without ado, Mr. Maurice Scott. How are you, Maurice?
Hey, Tuna, how you doing tonight?
Your phone ringing off the hook today?
Man. And for a good cause, man, it has. Still ringing off the hook.
I was telling Andy Strickland today, Frank Cusimano probably doing flips where he is.
Yeah, I've talked to Frank. As a matter of fact, I'll be doing a segment with Casey Nolan tonight on Channel 5 regarding Konzo. So,
okay.
Doing a segment on Channel 5 tonight.
You can't stay on with us that long tonight then, can you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could tape it. I've already taped it. About an hour or two ago.
All right, we're good. You know, he just put the little brothers down. All right, before we even talk about Konzo real quick, Eppesville loses a good game last night, and I figured they would lose to Simeon. Just a better team. Will you agree or not?
No question about it. Simeon has at least five Division I players on their roster, three starters. And they can play 10, 11 guys.
Yep.
That's one of the Achilles heels we talked about in Eppesville all year, that they weren't a very deep team. And they could be beat by a group of athletes. And when you play a Whitney Young or a Chicago Simeon, that's what you're going to get.
Frashawn used to do that. Remember, Frashawn used to do that years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that close. It was a 20-point ball game midway through the third quarter. They called off the dogs in the third quarter. It wasn't even close last
They time. Shot 70, I think close to 70% from the field, didn't they, in the first half, Maurice? Crazy that they were lights out. They were just very good last night.
Well, they've been doing that all year. It wasn't a fluke time.
Okay.
They were ranked number four in the state coming in, but those losses were against powerful teams. And the basketball in Chicago, Benny Lewis, legendary coach Benny Lewis, has told me over and over, when Konzo and LaFonso Ellis and James Harris and when he was coaching at Lincoln, he would take his team to Chicago every year. And he's told me this even recently. He don't give a damn what nobody say. The best basketball players come out of Chicago, Illinois, hands down. And Benny Lewis say that, I believe it. And that's why he would take his teams up there in the summertime. And if they got beat, he'll come on and work on what he need to do. But the Chicago basketball is very special. Illinois basketball is special. Brashawn is special. Webster Groves is special. But basketball in Illinois is just on another level.
Okay, it gets to my point. I'm rolling around too. Konzo Martin, you talked to him today. Give us your update on what's happening right now.
Well, you know, they ain't just moving real quick for him. He went in and spoke with the athletic director this morning and told him that he was resigning. And, you know, they tried to retain him. But one of the things that I talked to you guys about weeks ago was that he wanted to come closer to home. And a lot of people think that just because you're in California and you got 70-degree weather and you got the ocean, there's nothing like being close to home. Where his mother and his family and his friends, and he's a Midwest guy.
And he getting paid.
And he got paid. Well, Tuna, I texted you about 3 weeks ago, and we talked about it on your show. I didn't think Konzo would ever come to Missouri, but there was one thing I always said.
Right.
If they bagged the Walmart money up, he would do it. And I'd be damned if that isn't what they did.
Well,
now, Illinois offered him a package between $16 and $18 million.
Wow.
They offered him a good package. But Stan Kroenke, Bill Lurie, and I'm just throwing names out there. I'm just, this is nothing Conzo has said.
You're right.
But the Walmart money, and that money is still flowing in Boone County. Mm-hmm. They anteed up, and as much as I criticize Missouri, and I'm not just saying this about Conzo, it could have been anybody with the character integrity like Conzo that's black. But Missouri showed me something today by giving, first, a black man this kind of money.
Well,
second of all, a black man with character and integrity this kind of money. Conzo Martin is bringing a whole lot of other things to the table.
That's right.
Besides being a damn basketball coach
well,
there.
Well, you know what else, too? With Jim Sterkblend, the AD, he doesn't have any Mizzou ties, and that's why they can do something like that. If they would have kept one of these old ADs, the Mike Aldens up there, not anything against Mike Alden, but that's right. Why I get rid of this old Norm Sturbridge, because half of his fans is damn near dead anyway. I hate to say this, and we don't need Norm Stewart's damn blessing.
But Howard, yeah. I mean, but Mike Alden hired three guys that were not to Norm's liking.
Well, we don't know that.
He didn't like Quinn.
No. But Anderson, well, see, that's where you're wrong. And then Norm
didn't like Quinn.
Quinn was okay, and Anderson was okay. But you got no. That I know for a fact, because I didn't think he did. And Mike Anderson was okay, but, you know, Frank Haith, you know. But that blessing of the old-time guard, that's over with.
Right.
You think Louisville goes down and asks Denny Crum who to bring on, you know, Maurice?
Well, you know Indiana didn't ask Bob Knight.
What did you say, Tuna?
You think they go to ask these old coaches? No, that's a thing in the past now. Forget them.
Damn
near in the grave.
The flames were put out on that old Boone County bullshit today with this new AD. Mm-hmm. And the University of Missouri has turned a page where they want quality programs in place in the athletic department. Tuna, you made a good point earlier tonight when you mentioned about the SEC and their powerful television network. Hey, man, that is big time. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't want to get off topic because we got an important show tonight. But let me say this. That football program better get its butt together or they going to get rid of that clown too.
That's right.
They are not finna sit back and be the stepchild of collegiate athletics in the Midwest anymore, Columbia.
Tom, it gets to the point, now I'm going to direct this to Tom. Mm-hmm. This hiring should make Coach Odom so damn scary and so damn nervous because he's got to produce this season.
Yeah,
That's right. And it's a lot of pressure. And I want to get back to the point that what Conzo brings to the table. You won't see no Negroes up there with no pants hanging down on their butt. You won't see all that. If they're wearing some cornrows, you better believe they'll be neat. And it won't be a boot camp, but it'll be close to it. He wants them to be black. I'm not saying he ain't finna go recruit nobody with no gold teeth. Because if they can play basketball and some dreadlocks, they're going to be there and some tattoos. But you better know they won't be – it won't be none of that embarrassing in university stuff no more. You can believe that. And he's bringing that kind of stability to this program. Hence, that's why they signed him to a guaranteed seven-year, $21 million deal. Mm-hmm. That money right there puts Conzo in the upper echelon of all coaches throughout the NCAA. He's up there with the Cadillac coaches now with that kind of money.
And I'm sure, I don't know this, but I'm sure Conzo may have talked to a call of Mike Anderson and what's the climate like in Columbia. But you got to remember something too, Maurice, where you know this. Conzo has been knowing what's been going on in the state of Missouri for a number of years, hasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think that he's afraid of that kind of pressure. He's a stand-up guy, and I think he's more confident in his ability and what he brings to the table. I don't think he's going to worry about it. I don't know for a fact whether he called Mike Anderson, anybody, but you got to remember, he's well-respected throughout the coaching ranks, and I'm sure he has some mentors that he called. I know one call he made and that was to Benny Lewis, his high school coach, mm-hmm. who he still talks to and and still has the utmost respect for. But Konzo's familiar with the SEC. This is not unwatered territory for him. So I think he has a pretty good idea. Listen, if you can go to Knoxville and coach, you can go to Columbia and coach. And the Klansmen wasn't very nice down in Knoxville to Konzo Martin. You can go back and pull up some stories. And they weren't very nice down there. And I just think that – I just think the University of Missouri Board of Regents, the chancellor, the president, the board of trustees, the AD, I think they're trying to shut those people up for – I think that stuff is – hey, they put a flame out today.
You know what they're doing? They're trying to shut up people like me and you that have been on their back. They're trying – you know what I'm saying? They're trying to shut me up. People like us that have been on their back, racing, all that crap. They want to shut it up, Maurice. And I'm glad they're doing it.
They want to shut it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to shut us up. They want to shut some of them yahoos up. Some of them white boys up there that still with the Confederate flags up there in Columbia. They try to do all that. They're trying to change the whole image of the university with this hire. And it might be unfair to put that on Konzo's shoulder, but I really believe that. Because they have other things going on with the regular student body besides sports. And let's face it, sports makes enrollment. When you win in sports, enrollment goes up.
You bet.
At every major university across the country. So I think all this is intertwined. They made a huge investment today. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to pay off. And the twist thing about that I'm so surprised about Illinois, they made an effort, and I think they had – I was told they had about $25 million to spend. Mm-hmm. But I still think Illinois is not ready to hire a black coach. Mm-hmm. Now, I hear they're thinking about this Bennett, this guy
Tony,
in Virginia.
Tony Bennett.
Hey, man, if that happens, Konzo Martin going to clean up around here.
Well,
nobody's going to play for somebody that's going to score 45 points a game up there in Champaign.
This gets to my point.
White paint dry. And then you got Brad Soderbergh sitting there as assistant. You know, nobody's going in the big – yeah, that's a Big Ten-type game, but no, they won't be able to go to Chicago and get anybody.
This gets to my point now. I've been thinking about this afternoon. The state of Illinois – the University of Illinois has really never been able to get people out of Chicago Public League.
That's right.
Konzo has so much ammo in the state of Illinois. He's got Benny Lewis. Now, if he had been this coach, would he have had a chance to get a guy like a Tillman? Or that case is not over yet?
No, that's not over. I'm not saying Konzo is telling me this, but when they fired John Gross, Tillman can get out of his commitment now, because the head coach is gone. Jeremiah Tillman is open for discussion, I think, again. And you can't get everybody from around here now. Right. You know what I mean? Everybody thinks, oh, he going to clean up. Well, you don't want everybody. Konzo recruits on the national level. But those sort of players you want. And I'm going to say this. Tom, your boy Mark Smith from Edwardsville, remember, Konzo offered him at Cal. He committed to baseball in Columbia, so he's already familiar with the community, the campus, and the ambiance of the University of Missouri. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And then you got the Porter brothers.
Yep. That's what I was going to bring
up. There's a lot going on here with this hire. We just going to sit back in the watching chair and let it materialize.
Hey, Maurice, can we hold on? We got to take a top-of-the-hour timeout. Is that cool?
Absolutely, sir. All right. Yeah, you got to pay the bills.
Got to pay the bills. All right, we're joined by from the St. Louis American, Maurice Scott, friend of Konzo Martin for years. That's why we call him the mayor of the East Side. We'll take a quick timeout. This portion of the card, one of my favorite songs ever, by Marvin Gaye when he broke up with Berry Gordy's sister. It's called, he wrote it for her. It's called Here, My Dear. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Saratoga Bowling Lanes in Maplewood, Missouri. They've been around since 1916. Just an old Fonzie-type bowling lane. Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night are fun nights. the Saratoga Bowling Lanes, 2725 A Sutton Avenue. We'll be right back.
Use a son of mine, keep me in line. Something I can't do without is the voice God gave to both of us. I'm so happy. Son of mine. So here it is. I hope you